All right, this is the broadcast for God's Grace for You, Stirring the Waters in Metropolitan New Orleans. Should be aired on Tuesday, the date on the label. All righty, thanks so much. This is Pastor Greg Durrell, pastor of Heritage Bible Church, back with you, having a grand time in the Lord this week, looking at the Scripture, trying to promote you to open your Bible. And if reading your Bible is going to bring you to a crossroads in your life, then that's where you need to be. Perhaps you've reached this impassable point where what you think is right seems to be contradicted by the Word of God. Then you have to make a choice. You're going to have to follow the Word of God, or you're going to have to follow your own emotions. And I'm going to tell you, your emotions will lead you astray every time. Because emotionally, we're all potential victims of the God of this world. But the Bible does not change. It's there. It has been written so that you can know. You can know truth. It is truth. John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them with the truth. Thy word is truth." How about you? Are you into the Word of God? Have you read it? You're studying it? You understand what it says and what it teaches? We hope so. And again, if you disagree, we're still waiting for the chapters and the verses. We know some of you do because you've communicated that, but you refuse to either tell us who you are so we can dialogue about it, and you moreover refuse to supply any chapters and verses. So all that does is reaffirm to me the position that we have is true, because we've given you chapters and verses, and you refuse to supply any chapter and verse. Moreover, will not go to the chapters and verses we have gone to try in any way deal with them if you think they're wrong or if you think perhaps we have misquoted something. So we hope that you'll be motivated to do that. Now, if you like the offer this week, it's called Am I Going to Heaven? It's sort of a little test. You have 18 options. You can check one or you can check all 18 of what you think is necessary to get you to heaven. And then this thing will take you through the Scripture to demonstrate, in other words, help you grade yourself to see if one of your answers or all of your answers are wrong, according to the Bible, according to the Word of God, not according to some religious denomination, but according to truth, the Word of God. If you would like it, Am I Going to Heaven? We'll send it to you free. Give us a call, Heritage Bible Church, 392-4900, 392-4900. Go to the website if you'd like to email us. It's heritagebiblechurch.com. Or you can write us a letter. We're at 785 Heritage Avenue. We're in Tarrytown, Louisiana. The zip code is 70056. As always, we're just thrilled to hear from you. We want to thank all of you that have written and called with words of support, etc. We're just thrilled by that. We thank you for the kind words. Certainly, we're not deserving of it. And it's the Lord that certainly should get any credit for anything we do, because it's only by His grace that we can do anything at all. Now, we've started this week talking about the tongues of today, and about some of the just gross problems that have really impacted the body of Christ because of these quote unquote tongues of today. Now, we want to hit a few more of these points, and then perhaps we're going to go into what we would call biblical tongues, and then ultimately the origin of tongues, or what they're really about according to the Bible, their purpose of being, and what they're to accomplish, etc. And we're going to give you a biblical basis for that. And then we hope that you are open-minded enough to go to the Scripture. There are too many people running around with a Bible in their hand, but they never open it. And they're waving it around, and they're quoting, and God told me, and God said, and I felt this, and I got a revelation. Well, where does it say that in the Scripture? The Scripture seems to contradict what you've just said. What do you do with that? And the reply is simply ignore it. Ignore the Word of God. Ignore the Scripture. Ignore the voice that's trying to give you some truth, because you don't want truth at all. Now, we said clearly, tongues of today are often spoken by unbelievers. So if these tongues, these spiritual manifestation, if this is the bona fides that someone is of God, there's a problem. We said, secondly, they produce no genuine sanctification or spirituality at all, and it's plain by the practitioners. Thirdly, it leads to pride and contention. Fourthly, it fans the emotions into sin. Fifthly, it opens a door to demon oppression. And then sixthly, they are negative toward local church. We find overwhelmingly these parachurch organizations that are trying to extract money from you all the time, and then moreover extract money from the local church, are all tongue-talking people, tongue-talking ministries. Overwhelmingly, we look at the corruption in those things, and we find, what is the common denominator? And again, tongues. These tongues of today pop up. They are never done according to Scripture. Virtually, very seldom done. I shouldn't say never. There's probably one or two exceptions. But overwhelmingly, they're not done according to Scripture, as we demonstrated last week. And then they slaughter biblical doctrine. They just slaughter biblical doctrine. They have absolutely, they trample all over the Word of God. They trample all over it. Extract texts for the text from any context, or take a piece of a verse here and a piece of a verse there and try to link it up. It's a horrible scenario. Overwhelmingly, almost without exception, they are ecumenical. Almost without exception. Very few exceptions. And we gave you a clear illustration of that, that was a personal thing, even in our own ministry not too many years ago. They exalt the speaker. They exalt the speaker. That is never to be the ministry of the Holy Spirit, clearly. And then lastly, they elevate the third person of the Trinity at the expense of the second, which John 16 tells us that God, the Holy Spirit, would never do. That he's never there to call attention to himself, but only to point to Christ. We find just the opposite. We hear of people having Holy Spirit celebrations and focusing constantly on the Holy Spirit this, the Holy Spirit that. Is that the preeminent voice that we're to promote? Or is it Jesus Christ this and Jesus Christ that and Christ Jesus the Lord? There's no other name under heaven whereby you may be saved, right? Except what? The Holy Spirit? No, the Lord Jesus Christ. But we find again, tongues of today just sort of bypass that, bypass it. Now again, we said nowhere in the Scripture is there anything called a heavenly prayer language. Now, almost without exception, proponents of this stuff today, that's exactly what they're going to tell you. Oh, well, that's a heavenly prayer language. Really? Where is that taught in the New Testament? Where is it taught? Tell me where in the New Testament is it taught that you will have a prayer language that not even you will understand? And you will ramble on with this, and no one understands it but God. It's a heavenly prayer language. And this is how you should pray. Give me the chapters and verses for that. Show me where that's taught. Certainly, when Jesus was asked, teach us to pray, certainly he would have invoked clearly the coming heavenly prayer language. Certainly, that would have been very clear. Why wasn't it existent at the time of Christ? In his earthly ministry. Why didn't it precede the time of Christ? Did David have a heavenly prayer language? Did Isaiah have a heavenly prayer language? Did Zechariah have a heavenly prayer language? How about Moses? Jesus was the prophet like unto Moses. How about Adam? Jesus was the second Adam. Did Adam have a heavenly prayer language? Is that established anywhere in the Scripture? You're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to come to some sort of realization that all of these things that you suppose are true are not biblical. And so your religious experience is based upon presuppositions, or it's based upon some empirical, some experiential thing that has happened to you in your life. So feeling becomes authoritative to you, not fact at all. Not biblical truth, but emotional experience becomes your means of validating things. Oh, well, I felt this. Well, then what separates you from the Mormon? The Mormon gets an experiential experience, and that validates Mormonism for him. Well, then how does that make you any different? Or anyone else for that matter? You know, Islam says the same thing. That was how Muhammad got the call. You know, the spirit came upon him. What do you do with that? You say, well, they're wrong and you're right. Really? Fine. Then you must have some biblical foundation for that. There must be a biblical chapter and verse to substantiate that. Now, when we begin to look at biblical tongues, what do we find? 1 Corinthians 12:28. Biblical tongues are least important. Of all spiritual gifts given, they're the least important. Do you understand that? But yet, they're the ones, that's the gift, most emphasized. Most emphasized. If it's the least important, why is it that people are saying everybody can do it? If it's the least important. And the Bible says not everyone can, but yet we know everyone teaches, oh yes, you can. There is no command to seek tongues, but yet everybody says you should seek them, should have them, should have them, see. Now someone's going to say, well, wait a minute, new tongues and unknown tongues and another tongue or other tongues, that's three different things. Really? You've looked at the verses in context. You've looked at the context of Mark 16. You've looked at the context of Acts 2, 1 Corinthians 14. You've looked at that. And you've come up with that assumption? You didn't come up with that based upon any doctrinal study, because that's certainly not the case. So then again, you have a hypothetical situation, you have a presupposition, you have an emotional experience, and you've built an entire doctrine on that. And an entire doctrine that's contrary to the Word of God. You've taken the least important gift, you've made a command that doesn't exist, that everyone should seek it. You've made it the proof text, the bona fides, the emotional verification that a person is saved. And then you've created just a completely imaginary prayer life that completely negates your prayer life altogether, which is a spiritual weapon. And you've negated it completely, and you beat the drum and tell everyone this is the path of spiritual success when it's the path of spiritual destruction. Now, who do you think the origin of that is? You certainly can't think this is God, that God has done this to his own people. But certainly it sounds like the covert operation of the enemy. Now you need to begin to think these things through. You need to think them through. The apostles nor the Lord himself never taught speaking in tongues. That should tell you something. Jesus never mentioned it. Never mentioned it. And it was never something that could be taught. And never did anyone say, well, you need to get a book to learn how to do it, as so many do today. There's a problem here. And somebody needs to wake up and read the scripture. Now, if you would like the offer this week, Am I Going to Heaven? We'll send it to you free. Give us a call. Heritage Bible Church, 392-4900. Or go to the website, heritagebiblechurch.com. And most importantly, as always, call a friend, tell them about the broadcast, and join us tomorrow at this same time.